caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Folks, I'm telling you, there's something better in this world. Something better. Turn in your Bible to Luke chapter number 2 this morning. Luke chapter number 2. Verse number 25. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 25. Thank you, brother, for sharing that with us. What a blessing. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 25, begin reading. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout and waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought him in the child Jesus to do them after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according unto thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Now I want you to notice something in verse number 29. Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. He saw the Lord, he saw Christ, he saw God's salvation. He said, now, let me depart in peace. So I want to try to share with you. Some people don't like to think about death. They don't like to think about leaving this world. And we don't like sometimes, we shrink back from it. But we need to get serious about it. And here's the servant of the Lord that God revealed to him. Said, you're not going to see death until you've seen the Lord. And he did, just a babe. But you know what? Hallelujah. He said, now I'm ready. I'm ready. He said, let me depart. You said, what's departing? It's leaving this body. What did the Apostle Paul say? Let us pray. Father, we're grateful what you're doing for us and to have done for us. We're grateful for your eternal word. We thank you, Father, for your kindness and mercy that you've shown us. We ask your blessings on this scripture this morning. We pray that you'd open it up unto us and bring to our remembrance every thought and every word and every deed. Our Father, the scripture, O God, we pray, we look to thee and lean on you, trust you this morning, because we know that you're God and there's none else and nothing our Father, but thee and thee alone we leaning on. We ask you, God, to take your word. Let it go forth and accomplish that's pleasing to thee. Because you said it wouldn't return forward. And I know you'll do what you said. And God, we thank you for it now in Jesus' sweet name. Amen and amen. Well, you know, there was a man in Jerusalem, he said, whose name was Simeon, and the same was a just and devout. He was just before men, and he was devout before God. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting on it, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Well, thank God. I'm glad it was, and he's beyond us, and in us, and on us, and all around us. Then he says, before we get into this, look at it a moment. It says, and he was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. How'd he know? He said, God said to him, the Holy Ghost said to him, said, you're not going to see death until you've seen. And listen to what he said. The Lord's Christ. He said, you're not going to see death until you see the Lord's Christ. He was waiting on it. He knew that before he was going to die, Because God had revealed to him that he was going to see the Lord's Christ. And he hadn't ever been to the cross. He hadn't, listen, he was just a babe. Listen, he was just bringing him in there doing the custom of the law. But listen, he knew. How did he know that? The Spirit of God revealed it unto him. And did you know that if any time that any of us, before we'll ever see the Lord's Christ, that's what I want to say, we better be sure that we do see the Lord. I'm not talking about these natural eyes. It wasn't his natural eyes that let him see. He saw him in that. Listen, they brought him in there. But it was the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, that revealed to him who he was. And if that Christ has never been revealed to you through the Spirit, I'm telling you, you don't want to leave this world until you have seen God's salvation. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And but as I want to tell you, if you've seen him, you've experienced him, he's in your heart, listen, I want to tell you something. You can rest assured that you can leave this world in peace. He said, now, Lydia, he was ready to go. He said, I'm ready, Lord. I've seen him. That's him. I know what salvation is. He said, I know that's the one. I'm ready to depart. Listen, thank God. God had told him that. You're not going to depart until you've seen the Lord's Christ. And so he did. And then he goes on. He says, the Holy Ghost is upon him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he's seen the Lord's Christ. You know how come? God, he was led of the Spirit. He was guided of the Spirit. Spirit of God was on him. Got him at the temple at the right time. He was there. Christ was there. He saw him. And now he said, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let me depart in peace. That's what he said in verse number 29. Now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. See, God's word, you can stand on it, you can lean on it, you can trust it. According to God's word, he said, let me depart. You said it, I believe it, it's according to your word. Now, Lord, I'm trusting you. We can still do the same today. You know why he was led of the Spirit? He was guided by the Spirit, and thank God he was. Hallelujah. I'm glad he was. You know, when you get to thinking about it, all through the Bible, I was thinking about another passage of Scripture as I was thinking about being prepared to die. If you're going to leave this world, he said, Lord, let me depart. Let me, I say, let me die. Let me depart. Let me die in peace. I want to tell you something. If that's going to happen, you got to know Christ. I'm telling you. There's a lot of reason. You got verses and verses all through the Scripture, all through the Bible, just like Psalms 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You don't have to fear death. If you get, listen, number one, you got to get peace, listen, with God. If you make peace with God, Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, therefore been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can have peace if we're justified. Our sins have been forgiven. Just if we'd never sinned. Thank God, I don't know about you, but I'm glad when God pardoned me and justified me, he put me in a position just as I've never sinned. Had you? Yes. But thank God to have been washed in the blood. Therefore we have peace. When we make peace with God, listen, we can have peace. He said in John the 14th chapter, peace I give unto you, peace I leave with you. Not as the world give unto you. He's given us a peace. What kind? Passeth all understanding. A peace and a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. And so I'm saying to you this morning that God, in his sovereign grace, in sovereign mercy, if you got peace, peace with God and peace in your heart, you can live in peace and you can die in peace. Rest assured one thing, we all will leave this world. We all, if Jesus tarries, going to leave these bodies. You ever thought about, sometime you got time, read the fifth chapter of the book of Genesis. I was looking at it again this week. I know at least, I believe it's seven, maybe eight times, tells how long people lived, up to 900 and something years old, Methuselah. Some of them lived six, seven. They was living a long time in. Seeing every end of the world, we done kept on living. Been still like Garden of Eden. But you know what? If you notice something, if you never noticed it, at the end of each verse, and he died. And he died. Don't have to do that. You don't have to look there now. We look at him when you get home. And see if he don't say something to you. Job said, after a few years, I'm going the way that shall not return. That's it. Just a few. He said, life's like a weaver shuttle. James said, like a vapor. Appear for a little while, then it vanishes away. We geared up on living. And thank God, you got to stay there to keep on surviving. But at the same time, don't forget, this life will come to an end. It will. So you see, death's a reality. But thank God we can leave this world in peace. We can live in peace. We can have it at peace, pass it all understanding in our hearts. But they will. I've said this many a time. When you're young, at home, I used to think when Grandma and Papa, Grandpa was my age, they was old, old. I used to think when Mom and Daddy was my age, they were old. I don't think that too much no more. You know what? Stay around a little while longer. We'll get old, won't we? But you know what? Come or go, what age that God may take us from this world, we may not know. But I know one thing. We can pray that prayer, Lord. I want to depart in peace. I was thinking about the prophet Isaiah. Oh, Hezekiah. God sent him to Hezekiah and said to him, you know what he said to him? Set your house in order. Why? You shall die and not live. Well, he turned his face toward the wall and began to pray and weep before God. Well, before Isaiah got out of outer courts or wherever it was, God turned him around. He heard his prayer and seen his tears. Sent him back and said, you got 15 more years. But he still died. But he added 15 years to his life. Sometimes God, he's sovereign. He's all powerful. Sometimes he adds our days. That's why the psalmist David said, teach us, Lord, to number our days. Imply our hearts unto wisdom. But I'm telling you, we need to take heed if our house is not in order. This whole house, starting right here. Set it in order. We're going to die if time lasts. But Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I've seen people die in peace. I've seen them die when they look like it's so peaceful. But thank God, I believe what the word of God says. He said, even in our sickness, in our bed of afflictions. Hey, he said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of him. How many? All. He's there to comfort you. He's there to strengthen you. He's there to give you grace and strength and power by the grace of God. We must, by the grace of God, live in this world. We got hope. We got hope beyond this life. Thank God. Heaven's a real place. You know what? Thinking about this departing, I thought of the Lord just reminded me another verse. You know where it is? The Apostle Paul said, I got a desire to depart. And listen to Philippians, I believe it is. And to be with Christ, which is far better. There's a departure one day, leaving this body behind. Thank God. I'm glad he's got a place prepared for us. He said, I got a desire to part. He said, and be with Christ, which is far better. He'd already said it's me to live as Christ. And he said to die is gain. I don't know why we want to shun the reality how real death is. It's more certain than life. It is. Prince of Preachers Charles Haddon Spurgeon said he took his twins out in the graveyard. Showed them, said, boys, you see these graves about y'all's size. Don't ever think, don't ever take life for granted. We go death. Knock on your door. He said, they must have been listening. They both become preachers. God got a hold of them. He did. I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for the modern medicine, you'd see a lot more of what they used to see when people started to leave this world. Probably see more of both kinds. You see more of those that heaven's opened up. The glory of God could see where they're headed. And a lot of folks, they don't know. They got them unconscious. They don't know what they're facing till they get there. But I want to say, just be ready. Set your house in order. Let's all set our house in order. Are you ready? Are you ready to live? Yeah. As I said the other day, we're making a lot of preparation for that. But are we ready to die? Are we ready? And so he said, set them in order. And I hope and pray some of you heard me say this, but I'm going to say it again. A Wednesday night, I can't remember what, I know it was a Wednesday night, don't remember what even month it was in, 1971. I was preaching revival at Little Rock. And on Wednesday night, I know the Lord, I couldn't even hardly sleep that night before, Brother Donnie. He gave me a message on that passage of scripture in the book of Isaiah. It's simply this. If you knew you had 24 hours to live, what would ye do? That's a serious question. Would you do anything any different? I'm sure all of us would. I'm sure every one of us would want to be sure we prayed up and packed up and ready to go. And on straight communication and fellowship with our Lord, wouldn't we? Something to think about. Not him that got saved. She was 8 years old. Not only that, 13 more did. Wasn't me. It was the Holy Ghost. Same Spirit of God. Same Holy Ghost that was on. Listen, the one I read about a while ago. Same one. Same Spirit. Amen. That led him to the right place at the right time. He could see the Lord's Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, the same one. It's the Spirit of God that breaks us, that molds us, and that convicts us and brings us to Christ. Thank God he does. To them, no man come to the Father except the Spirit what? Draw him. We better thank God that he was interested in us, cared for us, and loved us while we was running and rebelling against God, running the ways of the world and everything else, that he in his traveling grace and mercy, he came, thank God, and got us and rested us, and thank God he did, and saved us by his marvelous grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he forgives. You know who God's seeking after? He's seeking after sinners. He pardons. He saves. He sanctifies. He cleanses. He comes to seek and to save that what which was lost. Aren't you glad he's still in the saving business? Lord, he says, let me, please, Lord, let me depart in peace. Let me ask you a question. Do you have peace about dying? That's something to study about, ain't it? Do you worry about it? Just get the word of God out if you've been born again. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a wonderful place. Hallelujah. Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Depart in peace. Now, not only do you depart in peace, you can live in it. Right now, peace. Folks, as he was singing that song, the signs of the time are on us. I don't have to tell you, most of you done heard it. Another big shooting in a Walmart in Texas. 20 killed and 26 injured. You ever seen anything like it? Well, I know they blame it on the guns. I ain't seen one gun yet to walk off out and do anything like that. Not one. But I tell you what it is. It's wicked, evil hearts and the powers of darkness and the devil and the enemy. It's the day and hour we're living in. And if you ever listen, you won't find, listen, if you look around and all the things going on in this world and all the news, that's not going to bring you no peace. But I want to tell you something, what will bring you peace? The peace is right in this book. Get in it. It's peaceful. Amen. I tell you what it'll do. It'll feed the inner man. Strengthen the inner man. You see, I had no desire for the word of God till I got born again. Oh, and God gave me that peace. And when the word of God began to open up to me, how sweet it is. How sweet it is. Hallelujah. I'm still working on leaving a stack of Bibles behind me that's worn. I hope and pray God will give me grace to keep on till I get some more wore out. I'm going to tell you something. You can live in peace. You can die in peace if you got peace with God. That's it. That's the only way you're going to do it. You're not going to find it out here in the world. No, sir. It's not there. Not there at all. You won't find it. So we can set our house in order by coming to the cross, coming to Christ. Get everything fixed up. Then we can know beyond the shadow of a doubt if he should call us home. That's why he said all through the scripture, there's many things, listen, he's done for us and doing for us. Stephen Job said, I got some more here. For I know that thou wilt bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. That's what he said. Job said right there in Job 16:22, when a few years are come, then I shall go the way whence I shall not return. That's what he said. And you all through the Bible you can find it.
You find it different places what God said about it. Yes, he did. Amen. In one verse, it said, "Oh, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in thy love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." See, he didn't have peace. Everything was corrupt. But when God forgave him, when God cast all of our sins behind our back, that's when we got peace. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Nothing like it, are they? To have the peace of God. Do you have peace even in living? Do you have peace about dying? Do you have it? If you don't, you can find it in Jesus Christ. You know why? He tasted death for us. He done tasted of it. He got victory over death, hell, and the grave. As I said the other day, he's got the keys to it, too. He can open it. He can close it. You've been around, have you ever been around very many people when they left this world? Some of you, sure, some, I'm sure most of you have been around somebody. Maybe several. Seen people leave so peaceful. Some not so peaceful. Help us, Lord, as we stand. Would you stand with me?